to watch them shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5,
you're listening to 91.5 WFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going. I'm here with my sister, Jessica.
Hello.
That was Dolly Parton with 9 to 5, a song featured at the beginning of Deadpool 2, of course.
It's also going to be in the new Netflix movie, Dumpling.
How do you know that?
Because it's in the trailer.
Dumpling?
Dumpling.
What
it's based on a young adult novel about a pageant. Beauty pageants are very in the season.
I was going to say, was it about, is it based off of that one Pixar short in front of The Incredibles 2? That
no.
For some reason freaked people out.
Well, I will
but
say.
But that's not about dumplings. That's about
Bao.
That's about Bao, I was about to say.
Incidentally, when I watched that in the theater, the entire theater gasped during it. And then laughed, and I was horrified and very confused.
I get the shock, right? Like, you understand the shock, but also it's a metaphor. But also it.
Where are you going?
What do you mean?
You look lost in thought about the Pixar short Bao.
I don't get the horror. I would get the horror if there wasn't immediately the break afterwards where you're like, oh, it's a dream. But you're immediately like, oh, it's a dream.
I don't know if you're meet. There's like a second.
Okay, that's true.
There's a second. Moral of the story is it made me hungry.
I think it's brilliant. No, it made me hungry. Well, that's because it's beautiful looking food.
It is.
In the same way that like McDonald's photos make you go, I really want McDonald's.
I always want McDonald's. There's literally not a time in my life when I don't want McDonald's.
It depends what I want, but sometimes I want Wendy's. I love a Wendy's burger.
Mm-mm, it's not the same. I like a McDonald's Happy Meal.
A Happy Meal with nuggets or
cheeseburger. I like a cheeseburger Happy Meal and an Oreo McFlurry and a toy.
I wonder if we can play that. Now I'm thinking about the SNL sketch with the wedding punk band, the punk band reunion.
I don't want to talk about
that. With Fred Armisen. Because at one point, Ashton Kutcher has the line, maybe I should just put on a suit and a tie and eat a Happy Meal. And I'm like, I do really love that song. But right now, I'm just looking for songs to play. And what was I thinking about Happy Meal boxes the other day? I was thinking about Happy Meal boxes.
They're perfect.
Or the concept of Happy Meals.
There's what I love. Happy Meal boxes are revolutionary. I think
they're brilliant.
They're so good that when I worked at a chain movie theater when I mm-hmm. was 16, they tried to replicate the Happy Meal with popcorn. So
it's
like
work. Popcorn
and like a teeny tiny like fun size candy. And I think they got a toy too and like fruit snacks and a drink.
Didn't it have the like weird flaps? Like, wasn't it too complex?
It was really hard to put together.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where they would break all the time. And it was really stressful if it was busy, like, because you were trying to put them together.
I remember looking at pictures of that and being like, this looks very complex. And I was young at that point.
Yeah. It was really hard to the point where a couple years later, after I had stopped working there, I ordered one because I do like the portion size of it.
Mm-hmm.
They stopped doing the box altogether. They just gave you the teeny tiny popcorn and the teeny tiny candy.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
I think I think there's it's weird for a movie theater to start doing that because it's like there aren't many parents that are going to get their kids to the movie more than like 5 minutes beforehand anyway.
I disagree with that. I think there are some enough people that plan ahead.
Enough that it really matters the container that those things are held in. With the Happy Meal, it like kind of makes sense because you're sitting at the table for like half an hour and you're like, there's like little games on the Happy Meal box and stuff. You're not like sitting in the dark.
Half an hour.
Yeah, I think if you have kids who are ordering Happy Meals, I would say, or like one kid who's ordering Happy Meal.
It takes me about 10 minutes to eat a Happy Meal.
Yeah, it takes you about 10 minutes to eat a Happy Meal.
I guess.
There are kids. Like there's a toy in there. They're going to just start playing with the toy, you know?
I don't know. I don't think so. I have a Happy Meal toy that I got in a Happy Meal not that recently that's really hard to play with. It's like a Pokemon of some kind. I don't know. I don't know Pokemon. And it's like wings move when you press a button, but like the button is the hardest button to press.
Remember when they used to be like real toys and when you collected them all, they would turn into like an even better toy?
I was just thinking about the Inspector Gadget toy.
I was thinking Inspector Gadget, but also Spy Kids 2.
Spy Kids 2
allowed you to make Ralph. It's not Rolf.
It's like
Rolf
the beetle thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The beetle thing.
I was thinking about Inspector Gadget because I was thinking about how amazing our mother is because she like went on eBay, like early days of eBay, Kiss to ass. Find all, I'm not, first of all, you can't say that on the radio.
Yeah, I can.
You can say Kiss Ass on the radio?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well, so she went on eBay to find all the pieces to make the full Inspector Gadget because you were so into it. And I thought that was really cool.
I think the hard one to find was the hat, if I remember correctly. Or the head or the hat.
Yeah, something like that.
Arms, we had like 100 of each arm or something like that. Yeah. Not 100, but we had multiple of each arm and like leg. And I forget how the torso was. I forget if the torso was like a singular torso or if it had multiple pieces.
I think it was a singular torso. Mm, it might have been 2 pieces. We must still have it somewhere.
2 pieces would mean there were 7 pieces in total. And now I'm going to look up... Oh, wow. Why did that song come on? Whoops.
Can I just real quick shout out to Tom, who just did the show before us? Tom?
Sure.
Yeah.
Tom's not listening.
I know Tom's not listening, but I thought his mix was really cool and eclectic. I liked his song choices.
OPP show Saturdays by Naughty by Nature?
What?
Should we play Naughty by Nature's OPP?
I don't know what that is.
Do you really not?
No.
Okay, whatever. That's fine. Then we won't do it because then the joke isn't as funny.
Okay.
What about a Will Smith song?
Also, happy Thanksgiving. I know you don't like to acknowledge the holiday when we do the holiday show, but happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Not a fan of Thanksgiving.
It's just because you don't like eating.
Not a fan.
Although you just talked about Wendy's for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't like, but Wendy's isn't food.
It's about, you know, like family and togetherness and also delicious
like
food
in
and
less
parade
way than Christmas.
Spectacle.
It's
yeah,
about family
Christmas
and togetherness in a less
Jesus
way than Christmas. In a way that is higher pressure for some reason.
It's not higher pressure. I think you just think it's higher pressure.
I think Thanksgiving's higher pressure. But that again, that's because I'm very uncomfortable around food.
Yeah.
So,
I'm sorry.
So that's what happens. We're not going to play Alice's Restaurant on this broadcast.
Nope.
Maybe if I can find it on the machine when we leave, I'll put on Alice's Restaurant, perhaps.
You'll have to wait.
I caught it on the way coming home. The Alice's Restaurant Massacre is the full
is
name.
Is that really?
It is.
That's dumb. The song's dumb. I don't like it. Controversial opinion.
Yeah, I respect it as an anti-war song, I guess.
It's so long.
Yeah.
It's just so long. Also, hi, Renee.
Oh, Renee's listening?
I think Renee is listening.
Oh, we should play some Tears for Fears. Or Tears for Fears. Tears for Tears was our cover band.
I talked about how my alma mater, Purchase College, almost named the dorm
Tears
I lived
for
in.
Tears Memorial
Real
Dormitory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. I would have lived there. I mean, I lived there anyway, but I would have lived there extra if it was the Tears for Fears Memorial
Dormitory. What was I looking up?
I don't know. I've been waiting for you to play music for like 5 minutes.
No, it's fine. Oh, that's what I was looking up. Yeah, give me 1 sec. I was gonna find a song.
All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I hope you are all making beautiful hand turkeys.
I was trying to find an anti-meat eating song that wasn't Meat is Murder.
Did you just settle on Meat is Murder?
I might play Meat is Murder later.
What's the one from that episode of Dinosaurs where Robbie decides
you know it very well. I'm just, and you're trying to goad me into singing it.
I'm not trying to goad you. It's the one with the Bob Dylan dinosaur.
Dinosaurs. This lamb is your lamb.
This lamb is your lamb. That's what it's called. I couldn't remember.
It's your lamb.
Yes. So Robbie decides that he wants to experiment with being an herbivore.
Dinosaurs.
And it's very controversial in the family. The episode is called I Never Ate From My Father. I believe herbivore. It's in season 2 of Dinosaurs. I do recommend watching it. It's very good.
Jim Henson.
Are you just...
I'm trying to find it. I can't find Dinosaurs.
I don't think it's on YouTube very much.
Show. Hold on, YouTube. I keep getting Dinosaur Train. For those of you who don't know Dinosaur Train, you're missing out.
Dinosaur Train is also a Jim Henson show.
Oh, really?
It is, yeah. It's Dinosaur Train, which is a fabulous show on PBS about dinosaurs that are on a time-traveling train and go through different periods of dinosaur-ness in history. I'm not a scientist. I don't know. But it's mocap with puppeteers.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Johnny Tartaglia does a voice on it, or a couple voices on it. Johnny Tartaglia from Avenue Q, and if you watched Playhouse Disney back when it was Playhouse Disney, Johnny and the Sprites, an amazing puppeteer and voice artist. Big fan of Johnny Tartaglia. If Zach keeps typing, I'm just going to have to vamp on my own.
It's fine. I found I Never Ate From My Father. The problem is that a lot of people for some reason really like the episode where Robbie does steroids.
That's a great episode. Because he becomes a hunky-hunky... Not that Robbie wasn't a hunky dinosaur to begin with. I've always thought Robbie the Rebel was amazing, but...
Yeah, he's one of those weird sexual awakening figures.
Like the animated Robin Hood box.
Yes. Yes, precisely.
Very much so.
Well, I'm trying to find where he goes to the vegetarian bar or club or whatever.
Yeah, it's so just like a hang. It's like a cool beatnik herbivore cafe.
Did you say a hang?
Yeah, I said a hang.
Oh, wait. I think I...
This is it. See my old friend Bambi's Can you tell me where she's gone?
Jeff had a lot of people. I forgot this one existed. But the tasty, they die young. Just like antelope mutton. And Bambi's mom. Do they have... Wait. This lamb is my lamb. So have a salad with Thousand Eye Lamb. And I think that's all the lyrics
yeah,
they wrote.
Yeah, it's good. Because then yeah, that's character. When they're fighting. Like, oh, it's so good.
Yeah. All right. And cool. Some people call me the space cowboy. Desperado, rough rider. No, you don't want nada, nada. There's six gunning this, brother running this. Buffalo, 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 no, 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 no. Look you, any damsel that's in distress, be out of distress when she meet Jim dress. Rough neck, so go check the rough neck. So go watch your step or flex and get a hold in your dress. Swallow your buffalo, don't let your neck react. You don't wanna see my hand where my hand be at. But James dress from the start of this, running the game. Artemis, taming the West, so remember the James. Now who you gonna call? See my knee. If you ever wanna see my bum rush, break out before you get beat. Now that the when I roll into the when I stroll into the when I bounce into the disco. Upon the time in the wicked wicked, that man lost his damn mind in the wicked wicked, loveless, kidnapped a dime, not in looking wicked. Now I must put his behind to the bum rush. Then through the shadows in the saddle, ready for saddles. Bring all your bones in, it kind of saddles. Sit behind my bum, all that infant you did, front and center. Now where my hip be at? Who that is? Loveless, bad for your health. Looking damn good though, if I can say it myself. Told me Loveless is a good man. I don't fit that, he got his behind. Looking damn good though, wicked wicked, rough rider. I'm the slickest they is, I'm the slickest they is, I'm the slickest wicked, wickest they is. So if you're walking up the wrong tree, we coming. Don't be walking up the wrong tree, we gonna test your health, Loveless. Can't stand clowns to get out the wild. When I roll into the wall, when I stroll into the
Ray Parker Jr. Here we go with Ghostbusters.
And we're back.
Yay.
I felt like it was a double kneel kind of day. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just what I felt.
For Thanksgiving, your favorite holiday.
For Thanksgiving, my least favorite. I think it might be my least favorite holiday.
What is your favorite holiday
Christmas.
Then? Really? That's
Easily.
So cliche.
Yeah, but it's cliche for a reason.
It's annoying.
It's cliche because it's the best. And you feel it. It's the only one that I personally believe has like a feel to it. Maybe Halloween also has a feel to it.
You know what my favorite holiday is?
What?
It's Groundhog Day.
That makes sense. There's no feel to it, but I agree.
I've been there. There's a feel.
Yeah,
and that
there's
feel
a
is
feel
cold.
If you're in the town.
Yes, of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Was Groundhog Day filmed in Punxsutawney?
I don't think it was.
Or was it filmed on a soundstage?
I think it was filmed somewhere, but I don't think it was filmed in Punxsy proper. I could be wrong. I'm sure.
It would be weird to me to have a movie that exists in such a real place and like prominently feature such a real place and not have it be at least mildly accurate.
I mean, I think it's partially accurate, but like the scene where they're doing the groundhog, the great prognostication, and they're at the gazebo, like in the town center, that's not true at all.
No, isn't it like in the middle of a forest?
Yeah, so Gobbler's Knob, which is where they do the great prognostication, is like up a path like outside of town center. It's like half a mile, so you have to like hike it or you take a bus. We got the bus out of Walmart parking lot at 3 a.m. and then like went there and stayed till sunrise when they brought out the groundhog. It was very cold.
What does prognostication mean again?
I think prediction, honestly.
Prognostication.
Let's Google
it. I mean, Nost, as in like to know. Prog, meaning like progression. Oh, like a prognosis. Yes, like a like to prophesize.
Yeah. Because it's all very magical.
Yeah.
With the groundhog. You know, Punxsutawney Phil drinks a magical elixir every 7 years so he can keep on living and prognosticating.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
That's what they say. He also has a wife named Phyllis.
Does she also drink the elixir or does she just die?
She drinks the elixir too, I believe.
Do they have children? Do they drink the elixir? Or are they cursed to just go through life constantly having children?
No, I think because of the magical elixir, they are in fact barren.
But they're just immortal.
Yeah. They live a beautiful life. I've met Punxsutawney Phil now.
Does Punxsutawney Phyllis do anything? Or does she just stay in the hole all her life?
Well, they don't have a hole, really. They actually have a very nice, like, warm habitat in the city center. And she hangs out there and they come back and make sweet, sweet love, I assume.
So here's the question. Like, they actually die, obviously.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What do they do? Who handles that? Who, like, how is that information?
Well,
what is the protocol?
So here, where do they
get the new groundhog?
There are the handlers of Phil are called the Inner Circle.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones wearing the like pilgrim hats.
Yeah,
and there are specific members of the Inner Circle have specific jobs. Like one is like the cloud predictor, and one more importantly is like the groundhog handler. So I'm assuming that person takes care of it and gets a new groundhog.
People really didn't understand weather for a long time, I guess, is what I'm gathering from this. And they made really weird traditions to predict the weather.
I will say they have a lovely museum out there in Punxsutawney called the Weather Discovery Center, where they do teach about actual weather, and they have the Weatherman Hall of Fame.
I don't know any famous weathermen personally. Certainly not personally, but I don't know any famous weathermen.
You didn't have a weatherman come to your kindergarten class? Because one came to our school.
Never had a weatherman come to my kindergarten class.
Talk to us about storms and shit and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, no, not a single. I had an electrician come and talk to us about electricity safety.
Oh, I think I had that too. Did they have like a puppet show display? Where like no. It was like giant outlets and like little Bobby puppet, and like little Bobby went stuck his finger in the outlet and went bzzz, and he like shocked himself and died, I assume. Happy Thanksgiving.
Isn't it weird that we have so many? No, you don't kill yourself if you stick your finger in an outlet.
Well, it was a very dramatic thing. It was like, don't do it, kids.
Maybe a kid would die.
I don't. Happy Thanksgiving. Do you want to play another song?
Yeah, here's a Jeff Goldblum song.
Like the wallpaper sticks to the wall.
Like the seashore clings to the sea.
Like you'll never get rid of your shadow, Sarah.
Jeff, you'll never get rid of me.
Good news. Let all the others fight and fuss. Whatever happens,
we've got us.
We're closer than pages that stick in a book.
My shadow.
We're closer than ripples that play in a brook. Perfect.
Walking
wherever you find her, you'll find me just
work.
closer than a miser or the bloodhounds to Liza Me.
Closer than Smog is to all of L.A. We're closer than Bobby is to JFK.
Not a soul can bust this team into.
We stick together like glue. And when it's sleeping time,
that's when we're gonna rise.
We'll start to swing. That's
when
we
swing to the skies.
Our clocks don't shine.
What a surprise they ring.
A ding ding, happy new year.
And now to repeat what I said at the start, they need a large crowbar to bust us apart.
We're alone but far from blue.
Before we get finished, we'll make the town roar.
We'll change that name, Redskins. Is that such a chore?
Then we'll tackle climate change. Hats off to Al Gore.
Life is gonna be wee wow wee.
For my
shadow and me.
Hey, Sarah.
Yes, Jeff.
Could you? Wait a minute. Till Bronner. Is that the best trumpet you've ever heard in your life?
It's like cutting butter with a hot knife.
Yes, you phrase maker. Well put. Hey, recently I've been keeping my butter out at night so that it's soft in the morning. Is that risky? I love soft butter.
Not risky. You can do that with butter. You can leave it out.
Okay, I'm taking that to the bank. What was I going to say now? Oh, I know. Could you do me a favor, Sarah?
Yes, anything.
Could we take it just one more time?
From the top?
No, from that ending. I love that ending.
Before we get finished, we'll make the town roar.
We're just like Michael Corleone. We'll settle old scores.
Oh, then we'll talk to Vitero and dress up like...
Life is gonna be we are we.
In Jurassic Park, scary in the dark.
I am scared that I'll get eaten.
Oh, Sarah, don't be scared of that.
Fellas!
Somebody won't.
I can see the colors, I can see the light.
Dancing late at night.
I can see in my mind what the place should be like.
Dancing late at night.
Well, 3 a.m.
Dancing late at night.
Where are my friends I wanna dance with now?
Dancing late at night.
Cause if I'm gonna get straight, if I'm gonna get right, I want dancing.
Dancing late at night.
Well, if I'm gonna get straight.
the only thing open for miles around. 4 a.m. The lonely streets, I wanna walk through them. 'Cause if I'm gonna get straight, if I'm gonna get right, I want dancing, dancing late at night. If I'm gonna get straight, if I'm gonna get straight,
dancing, dancing late at night.
And if I'm gonna get right, if I'm gonna get right,
dancing, dancing late at night.
And if I'm gonna get straight, if I'm gonna get right, I gotta have dancing, dancing late at night.
Nathan, concentrate on the crap game. The town is up to here with high players. The Greeks in town.
Brandy Bottle Bates.
Scranton Slim.
I know, I could make a fortune. But where can I have the game?
The Biltmore Garage wants a grand.
But we ain't got a grand on hand.
And they've now got a lock on the door of the gym at PS 84.
There's the stock room behind McCluskey's bar.
Mrs. McCluskey ain't a good scout.
And things being how they are, the back of the police station is out.
So the Biltmore Garage is the spot.
But the 1,000 bucks we ain't got.
Why, it's good old reliable Nathan Detroit. If you're looking for action, you'll furnish the spot. Even when the heat is on, it's never too hot. For good old reliable Nathan, for it's always just a short walk to the oldest established permanent floating crap game in New York. There are well-heeled shooters everywhere, everywhere. There are well-heeled shooters everywhere. And an awful lot of lettuce for the fella who can get us. Broken, quiet, and peace. In a hideout provided by Nathan, where there are no neighbors to squawk. It's the oldest established permanent floating in New York. Where's the action? Where's the game?
Gotta have the game or we'll die from shame. It's the oldest established.
That was The Oldest Established from Guys and Dolls. And some other stuff was there in the background. I forget what it was. Hold on. Oh. What do we got? Is that going? Yeah, that's working.
Oh, yay.
This is the backing track.
Wow. We're shut the box now.
I know, right? You mean strike the box?
Strike the box? Sorry,
that's the
Chris.
Next show, yeah. No, it's all good. It's all good. Or the alternating show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on.
Okay, we're just going to be quiet while we're waiting.
I'm just trying to get the good level with this. This is a tryout. This is just the backing. So it's just this song, this bit. I found
Perfect.
It. Found it online.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Real
wow,
quick.
Wow, that is the most annoying thing I've ever. I wonder if it changes.
I don't think so. Are we just gonna sit in silence?
Does
and
it get like
it?
The? No, does it get the? Yeah, this is the worst way to do backtrack.
If you don't talk during.
If you don't talk during it, and you just talk about. There we go. I like that, and you get the little. You get the little harmony in the background there.
That's very cool. I feel like we should be saying something inspirational.
No.
I'm not going to. Instead, I want to ask Zach, what's the best musical you saw this year?
How many have I seen?
I don't know.
You know, I think I've actually only seen those two.
No. We went to see Allegiance at Speakeasy.
Oh, I really liked that.
Yeah.
I did really like that actually a lot. Wait, then there might actually... Then there probably... Would there be another one? No. I saw two production... No. I saw one production of Much Ado this year as well. But that's
only
not a
one.
Musical. I'd say SpongeBob then, probably.
SpongeBob was pretty good. I might say Moulin Rouge, but SpongeBob was very good. Moulin Rouge was very good. Headed to Broadway in June.
Read whatever you're gonna read.
Oh, okay. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. How's that?
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
I think you got your message across.
Yeah. Pedestrians, good please communicating. Look.
Good communicating.
Mm-hmm.
Is this one better?
Is this new backing track?
No, these are just the these are the different bits.
In another part of the world, and you may find yourself behind.
I just found different rips from Once in a Lifetime.
You know, they use this song at the end of the first Hot Tub Time Machine movie, a movie that I watched for free on Amazon Prime two nights ago.
It's a good movie.
So I like
the first Hot Tub Time Machine a lot, actually.
I thought it was too, but I watched it again, and it does not hold up.
Really?
No, I was very disappointed.
Why not?
I think it doesn't age well. So the movie came out in 2010.
The movie takes place in the 80s.
It does, but even the 2010 parts feel real dated in how the men talk to each other and about other people. And obviously the director had a type because every woman in there who is a love interest is a curly-haired brunette. With like
bangs. Who's the director of that?
It's like Zach something, but Zach with a CK.
Hot Tub Time Machine. I know there was the sequel without John Cusack.
It was Adam Driver was in it instead, which is not the
just
same.
Weird.
I feel like John Cusack thought he was in a different movie, like a more existential movie, because he was trying real hard to like hold on to like some pathos.
He's the writer of Gross Point Blank and High Fidelity. Was the guy who directed.
Well, that's
Hot
why
Tub
John
Time
Cusack
Machine.
Did it.
That's crazy.
It was a very weird thing. The best part in it was a Better Off Dead reference when a guy walked by and was like, I want my $2.
Really sexy. He also directed Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
And John Cusack was like, you got my one favor.
His only writing credits are Gross Point Blank and High Fidelity.
Those are both great movies. I don't understand.
I mean, but again, like, he was the writer in both of those. He wasn't the director.
Right.
He was the producer and writer for both of those. So maybe... I don't know. Yeah, no, I love Hot Tub Time Machine, man.
Watch it again. I think it has its moments, but I don't think it is any more than a garbage movie that now seems really dated even in its 2010-ness. Like, the kid from Greek is, like, playing Second Life, and does anybody play Second Life anymore? I don't think so.
I don't think anyone played Second Life in 2010. I thought it was dated for 2010.
Well, then there you go. It's not.
Crispin Glover is in it, though.
He is in it, yes. He plays the bellhop with one arm, and they keep waiting for him to lose his arm.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny, I guess.
Doesn't he not, though?
Lose his arm?
Yeah. Or does he right at the very end?
He does right at the very end, and then they save it when they change. Remember, they change like the whole future. Not to spoil a movie that came out almost 10 years ago. But that's what happens.
I loved, what's his face? Craig Robinson doing Jesse's Girl.
Oh, yeah, that's really good. I will say that.
Black Eyed Peas.
But the Jesse's Girl part is even, like, God, Jesse's Girl is such a good song.
Jesse's Girl's a great song.
And, like, it totally holds up. And as somebody who hates being called Jesse, I know it's the boy Jesse, but it's spelled I-E anyway. It's one of those few things I can actually get behind is Jesse's Girl. So... woohoo. That and the cowgirl from Toy Story 2, the best Toy Story movie.
It's got a lot of a really good soundtrack. It's got the Safety Dance, which actually now I want to play. Modern Love.
Modern Love is a very good song.
It's got Jesse's Girl. It's got Bizarre Love Triangle. It's got Once in a Lifetime. It's got Home Sweet Home by Motley Crue.
I will say, yeah, the soundtrack is great and really fits the 80s vibe, but it's a terrible garbage movie.
Wow. Why is it connected to the Cleveland Browns?
I cannot answer that question.
On the Wikipedia, it says, what?
What does
on
it
the
say?
Wikipedia, it says also related to the Cleveland Browns. Like, it's got those drop-down menus, and it's got the Cleveland Browns drop-down menu. And I found the link. The link is in culture and lore. What?
I mean, if friend of the show, Jillian, is listening and wants to text.
Friend of yours. Don't connect the show. Don't connect the show. There's nothing else on this page about the Cleveland Browns, except for some reason Hot Tub Time Machine is connected to the Cleveland Browns lore somehow. It doesn't take place in Ohio.
I don't think so, no. No. I think it takes place in Colorado.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't make any sense to me, but it would, like, I don't know, maybe because they're, like, perpetually losers, like the Cleveland Browns. Football joke. Thanksgiving.
Come on, we got DJ Kool and Ducky Fresh. Rock to the beat, cause we are the best. We got Ducky Fresh and Biz Markie. Hey. Rock to the beat and the place to be. We got Biz Markie and DJ 20. So hit me with the horns and make that money.
Let me see those hands in the air.
Inclined to pure hip hop. Don't stop. If you ain't in it to win it, then get
I don't really want to announce that one.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. A bit of a tease there, but I dug that. I dug that. I think something to banter about.
Well, actual friend of the show, Tim Ryan, did send us a correction. Groundhog Day was filmed in Woodstock, Illinois. So, not the good Woodstock.
Very strange. It's probably a tax incentive.
Usually. And also, like, if they filmed in the winter and it looked cold, like, nobody wants to be in Punxsutawney in the winter. It's very cold and there's nowhere to go.
No one wants to be in Illinois during the winter.
I can't answer those questions.
I think they still have lake effect snow in some parts of Illinois. It depends on where in Illinois, I guess, but I wouldn't want to be in Illinois in the winter either.
I basically don't want to be anywhere cold in the winter.
Yeah.
You look very cold right now. You're like huddled up.
My fingies are a little cold, but
you just said that just on purpose because you know how much I hate it.
No, I've just been saying fingies a lot recently. my fingies. Also, I think it came to my attention recently that my fingers are a bit stubby.
I don't think they're stubby.
Fingies works pretty well.
No, it doesn't.
My thumb is more stubby than my fingers.
I don't think your thumb is... My fingers are stubby.
I can't take a picture of me doing a thumbs up because it doesn't really look like a thumbs up because my thumb is so small.
It definitely looks like a thumbs up.
It looks like a thumbs up,
hand is in a fist except for your thumb.
It accentuates how small my thumb is when I give a thumbs up.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous, Zach. You don't want to be somebody obsessed with your tiny, stubby fingers.
I'm not obsessed with them. I'm just pointing out there's a difference between if I was bringing them up every day, like if mom was like, Zach, can you grab this? And I'd be like, well, I would, except for my stubby fingers. Like, I can't do it. That would be me bringing it up all the time. But I'm not bringing it up all the time. I'm just mentioning the fact. Did you watch that ContraPoints episode on incels?
No, I didn't, because it was like 18 hours long.
It's like 27 minutes long.
And that's really long.
It's really good, but there's a bit in it where she's making fun of a group of incels called wrist cells who are apparently incels who are incels because of their extremely small wrists. and she was laughing at it and she like had a fake comment that was like, oh yeah, is it a joke to you that most pencils have a larger like diameter than my wrist? Like
most. Okay. I have a very small wrist also, and hands. Here's the thing, we're just small.
Does it, we're small people. All right.
And everything is in proportion.
No, I get that, but like I think my proportions are off on my hand, which is fine. Everyone's got weird disproportionate things. Also got very wide feet for some reason.
You do. You have Fred Flintstone feet.
Yeah.
It's so cute. You had to go to special shoe stores as a child.
I didn't really know this. I knew it intellectually because people kept telling me I had wide feet, but I never really noticed until recently when like I would actually look at other people's feet and be like, oh wow, yeah.
Your feet are
proportions
so
proportions are weird. They were like weirdly thin.
Yeah.
You know? Do you have anything else to say? I don't know.
Happy Thanksgiving.
No, not that. Charlie's listening to a song called Mace Windu Rhythm right now.
I mean, that's
which I actually
fun.
Know is a good song, but I'm not going to play it.
Mom says you do not have small hands.
I don't have small hands. I'm saying my thumb has a different thumb to palm ratio. Then this is something I've noticed whenever I've given like a thumbs up in a photo. No,
it's also, like, how often are you giving thumbs up in photos? That's so not your aesthetic.
When I used to Snapchat a lot, I would give thumbs up a lot.
Do you think I have a small thumbs up?
Yeah.
Okay. I can live with that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I can live with it, but it's also just the thing that is true. And it sounds like I'm very passionate about it. It sounds like I'm worked up about it, but I'm not. I'm just saying there's a difference between me acknowledging it. Such a good vibration.
This is probably our last Thanksgiving show.
You may find yourself...
You're going to talk over my son.
Living in a shotgun shack. Yeah.
But that's all. I like that it ends with you like being hysterical over something
ridiculous.
Another
part of the world. What was I going to look up? Alice's.
I don't know. Restaurant?
Yeah, I was going to look up Alice's restaurant. And see if it, no, I'm not going to end with that. Well, I might put it on once we're donezo.
Donezo. Okay. Yeah.
Doesn't look like it exists. Woody.
Oh, too bad. Too bad. I think looked we tried up this
Woody
last year.
Guh. Oh.
No. No, I don't. I can almost read it.
Oh, but
it.
Not Woody. It's Arlo, isn't it?
Read that far from the computer monitor, which is like maybe half a foot away. I can almost read that now because I have better glasses. Turns out I was really blind. Couldn't see anything. So that's cool. They told me I shouldn't have been driving at night with my current glasses before I changed them. So those are some fun facts that I'm going to vamp about until Zach says some words into the microphone.
I mean, you can say whatever you want.
Well, I don't... It really only works with the two of us, like, back and forth.
Yeah, now you know how I feel when I'm doing the show alone most days.
I feel like that's less pressure than, like, having somebody who won't talk to you, though. Like, you are refusing to speak to me.
It's not that I'm refusing to speak to you.
You
it's,
are. You hate me. It's fine. You don't want me to be your sister.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. This has been the Astro Hour. I've been Zach Going. This has been my sister, Jessica.
Bye.
And here is... A song.